USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas, as Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says.
If you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocol. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving. The TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
When 2020 kicked off, we knew the auto industry was changing, but no one could have predicted that the COVID-19 pandemic would have as much impact as it's had. The virus is changing how many people buy cars. 2 out of 3 buyers are open to a 100% online buying experience. That's according to a study from Auto Trader. Auto expert Mike Caudill explains how car dealerships are handling test drives.
Yeah, so there's a variety of different ways right now. So from a test drive standpoint, they'll either deliver the car to your house, wipe it down, and allow you to test drive it, or they'll take minimum or limited volume people into an area, keep them outside at a dealership, do the quick test drive, and make it easy.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Chuck Grassley says he's still feeling good after recently testing positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old Iowa Republican tweeting that he is working from home and looking forward to being back in the Senate after Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump's legal team sent out a statement that attorney Sidney Powell has no role in their efforts, saying Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. That's according to Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis. As the legal challenges continue for President Trump's team, this constitutional law professor, Jonathan Turley, says we need to start seeing evidence of voter fraud.
The Trump campaign still needs to put forward this evidence that they say is forthcoming, because they said in the last press conference that that was an opening statement. We really need to move to the closing statement. We need to see the evidence. They need to put it into the record. They have raised voting irregularities, but what all of us have been saying is show us something more systemic, something that is going to change significant votes. And they said that evidence will be forthcoming.
Pat Quinn, co-founder of the ALS Bucket Challenge, died Sunday at the age of 37. The Ice Bucket Challenge raised more than $200 million for ALS research, some saying the challenge was the greatest social media campaign in history. A federal court ruled that Tennessee can begin enforcing a pro-life law that bans abortions on the basis of a diagnosis of Down syndrome based on race or gender of the fetus. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.